Masechet Shavuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. We'll give another example of a person who makes a swear and he violates that swear a number of times. How we deal with it? Mishnah says, Shavuah shelo ochal. A person says, he makes a swear that he's not going to eat. Ve'achal pat haitin upat se'orin upat kusimin. He eats three different types of breads: wheat bread, barley bread, and spelt bread. And he forgot that he made the swear. We say, Eno hayav ela ehat. He's only obligated to bring one korban hatat olev yored, because he only violated one oath. The oath that he made was not to eat. And in one single period of forgetfulness, he ate several different things. So we say he only has to bring one korban for that eating during that period of forgetfulness. Shevuah shelo ochal pat haitin upat seorin upat kusimin. But if he makes a swear that he's not going to eat wheat bread or barley bread or spelt bread, ve'achal, and he ate all three of them, hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat, he's obligated to bring a separate korban for each and every one of them. He's considered to have made three different swears, and he violated all three of them by the fact that he said bread three different times. It shows that he meant to make three different swears, and therefore he would have to bring three different korbanot.